Sometimes we may find it hard to think our way out of a bad state of mind, even though we may have learned many clever ways of thinking, ways of positively responding to challenging situations. It may be that sometimes the situations we find ourselves in are stronger than our familiarity with those new positive habits of mind that we've been trying to cultivate. And if that does happen, it's very useful to know that there are simple practices that we can rely on that aren't cognitive and that don't rely upon familiarity with those clever ways of thinking, but are just very heart-based, very simple. Effectively, we just need to open our heart to blessings. We shouldn't think that we are on our own and that there isn't help to change our mind. In his book, The New Eight Steps to Happiness, Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche explains, the word for blessing in Tibetan is jingulo, which literally means to transform. When we request blessings, we are asking for our mind to be transformed from a non-virtuous state to a virtuous state, and from an unhappy state to a happy state. And in the same book, he explains that one of the best methods to increase our faith in the Buddhas and receive their blessings is to gaze at an image of Buddha again and again, regarding it as an actual Buddha who is supremely kind to all living beings. So these days, many people, whether they're Buddhists or not Buddhists, have in their homes or in their gardens statues or images of Buddha, because the form of Buddha makes our mind peaceful, because gazing at these images opens our heart to their blessings. Now, we can amplify the power of that by gazing at these Buddhas in a special way. Venerable Geshe explains, when we see a Buddha statue, for example, instead of thinking of it as an object made of metal or stone, or focusing on its artistic faults or merits, we should feel that we are in the presence of a real living Buddha and develop deep faith. By viewing images of Buddhas in this way, it is as if we are opening a window in our mind through which the blessings of the holy beings can enter. This special way of viewing Buddha images is based on wisdom, not ignorance, and serves to increase our faith and receive blessings. So, a very simple practice where we gaze upon an image of Buddha and we let ourselves relate to it as actual Buddha. You don't push or force or try to strain or squeeze some special feeling, but just relax. A little bit stop thinking in the busy ways we've been thinking. Focus on that image. Almost have an internal conversation. I'm in the presence of Buddha. There's a very beautiful description of how to imagine Buddha that Venerable Geshe has written in The Bodhisattva Vow, and I'd like to share this now. Venerable Geshe says, Buddha wears the saffron robes of a fully ordained monk. Serene and majestic, his bearing is that of one who has passed beyond all worldly concerns. Gracing his crown is an ushisha, demonstrating that he has always regarded his spiritual guide as supreme. His left hand rests in his lap in the gesture of meditative equipoise and holds a begging bowl filled with nectar, which reveals his transcendence of death, delusions, and the torment of an impure body and mind. The middle finger of his right hand touches the ground, calling the earth to witness his victory over the Devaputra demons. He smiles gently, his clear eyes gazing at us with the love of a father for his dearest child. He is fearless like the king of the lions, and his radiance dispels the fears of all who behold him. His golden body is made of light and is resplendent with the 32 signs and 80 indications of a fully enlightened being. Like a universal sun, his brilliance pierces the clouds of ignorance, obscuring the minds of living beings. His deep and melodious voice reverberates throughout infinite worlds, ripening seeds of virtue and revealing liberating paths. His purified mind abides eternally in the tranquil ocean of reality, seeing all phenomena as clearly as a jewel held in the hand, and suffused with an all-embracing compassion. He is the ultimate refuge of all living beings. If we let ourselves gaze or imagine Buddha in this way, feeling this unconditional love, this profound acceptance, and Buddha fully accepts us as we are and sees in us the Buddha we will become. The longer we spend in that communion, in that connection, the more we'll find our good qualities rising to the forefront of our mind and all the turbulence and negativity falling away.